What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's the ultimate dream.
What happened?
That has turned into a bit of a nightmare.
Uh-oh.
For a guy from our area. He spent his dollar. He had his dream. And he hit.
That's perfect.
All he's got to do is sit back and wait for that cash to roll in, baby.
Nice.
And wait. And wait.
Why is he waiting?
And keep waiting.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Larry, he lives just east of us.
Okay.
And we're calling him Larry because the story he has done is keeping his identity and face a secret.
Oh.
For good reason. Back on July 23rd, Larry.
Lotto Larry.
He walked into a liquor store.
Yeah.
And he played the New York State Lottery Quick Pick. That night, he matched all six numbers.
Oh, baby.
And won himself. You ready for this?
How much?
$17 million.
Holy Christ.
$17 million.
Damn, did he hit.
He's done.
Yeah, it's over.
Done and done.
Done, you are dead. Life is on easy mode from this point on.
Yeah.
And he was over the moon. The next day, he did everything he was told.
Yeah.
Went down to the New York State Lottery office, filled out paperwork, verified his ID, signed the winning ticket, and was told he would get his winnings in 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
So he did what we would all do.
Yeah.
He started to spend. Well, here's the thing. He's not even egregiously.
All right.
He bought a car, not for himself, but for his girlfriend's daughter, who he said was desperately in need.
Okay. Good guy. Dumb move.
Who are you making a face for?
Girlfriend's daughter.
Well, she needed it.
Yeah.
She needed it.
Maybe they're driving her around everywhere.
Yeah, that'd be like the last thing I'm spending on some kid.
Okay, you got more money coming.
All right.
This is just a start.
Well, now, Kimmy, there's a problem.
Yep.
When the money didn't show up after the 3 weeks
they
said it would take, he reached out to the state lottery office. And the lottery office in Albany told him the payment was going to take 8 to 10 weeks to come through.
Why?
He says the office will not explain why it is taking so long.
But I'm waiting on my $17 million.
You gotta be patient, apparently.
Yes. But that's a problem, and Larry has started to freak out.
And to be honest, I guess I would have no idea how long it's supposed to take, because we never hear that story.
I thought you got it immediately.
Samesies here, but how many people do you know that won a jackpot?
Right.
So it turns out the car payments on this car for his are about to start. And based on the tone of his voice in the story, feels like he may not have the money to pay before the lottery money gets here.
He ain't got
spend it a little too soon.
So nobody knew it took this long to get your jackpot?
I thought,
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, 8 to 10 weeks, that's a significant amount of time.
It is. And they should at least tell you that. Like, it could take a while, so don't start spending your goddamn money.
So the lottery would not specifically comment on this case.
Yeah.
But they did say it can take extended time as they check to make sure you don't have any tax liens, child support stuff, like all legalese.
What do they care?
Well, because that money would go to them, those people that owed the money first.
I only know one guy that hit here in town, but it was so long ago.
What did he hit for?
Oh, like $10
million. Ah!
And it was a friend of my ex-father-in-law.
Oh, I remember this guy.
Yeah, he was a regular working guy, and he hit, man. And he got the big house, and he was a big hot rod guy, so he bought a lot of muscle cars. I mean, he lived, and he was a sweet, got divorced. Hold on. Then he hit.
Oh,
wow.
Then he hit.
Oh.
Like, middle-aged divorce. But he hit everything in the sweet spot.
Just got lucky.
Oh, very lucky, man.
I mean, it's the luckiest of luck.
Yeah.
And trust me, he wasn't buying her. No car, goddamn car or nothing.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The story from Larry totally changes the way we think about hitting for big money.
Yeah.
Because what is the first thing you fantasize about doing when you hit the lottery?
Spending something big.
No, right. I was thinking something else.
Oh.
Quit your job.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right. What you're going to do the next day? Are you going to work tomorrow? Probably not.
Yeah.
Double birds out the door. F this place.
Exactly.
Take this job and shove it.
I ain't coming in. You ain't got nothing. You're ugly. Your mother's a whore. I'm out of here. Well, if it takes 3 months for me to get that money, you could be homeless before your first check shows up.
Yeah.
Like, think about this. Even if you were aware that it was going to take 3 months for this money to hit your account, having to go to work for three more months.
Oh.
knowing you have life-changing money coming? Kimmy, would that be the best or most miserable 3 months of your life, having to go to work knowing the money is coming?
I don't think it would be that bad.
Why?
Because you feel like you have nothing to lose at that point.
Okay.
And it would suck, I guess, if you're somebody that hates their job. But if it's something you can stick with for a few more weeks, it might kind of be your goodbye tour.
Do you agree with
her? Because I'm sure that there are going to be coworkers that you like and you want to say bye to, right?
Yeah. Who are you asking him?
You'd have that mentality of, if you don't like what I'm doing, you can fire me.
But it'd be torturous because you got this whole new life you could start.
Yeah.
But you're still stuck in your old life. There's no pressure, but there's no benefit either. Like, I'm stuck. I want the money, man. I don't want to wait. Well, I don't
want
to go back to work.
You want the money, but if you're not getting it, that's what you got to do for a few
months. But that'd be the only thing on my mind is I got millions of dollars coming in and I'm still stuck in this life.
I mean, Kimmy, think about every time. You like this job, right?
Yeah.
Getting up at 3 in the morning
sucks.
No,
you're right.
Every time that alarm goes off, knowing that you have $17 million.
Sure.
And that would happen 5 times 4 times 3. You know I can't do math, but a lot more times in 3 months.
Yeah.
I would also be super paranoid about my own safety.
Yeah. Just getting in your car every day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. If I do something physical or dangerous even for work.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to die before the payout.
Or even like hurting yourself you lose a hand.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're the one-handed guy with $17 million. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this guy named Larry. He's hiding his identity because nobody outside of the people he lives with knows he's hit for this money yet.
Yeah.
He won $17 million in the state lottery quick pick back on July 23rd, went down to the lottery office, did all the paperwork, verified his ID, was told he would get his winnings in 2 to 3 weeks. Well, that time passed. He called the lottery office. Now they're saying it's going to take 8 to 10 weeks to get the money, and that would be fine if it weren't for the fact that he bought a car for his girlfriend's daughter, who was desperately in need. And based on the tone of his voice, it sounds like he may not have the money to pay for the car as the payments start.
I feel bad for that move only because he didn't even buy it for himself.
Right.
This was to help somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't even a selfish purchase.
I mean, and he says in the interview, let's take it with a grain of salt because it's a guy talking about himself. He said most of the money's going to go to charity.
What?
That's what he says.
That's cool.
What an idiot.
Seems like it might be an older cat.
I don't care, man. Go spend. Charity.
Well, no, he said
he'll still get what he wants.
He says he's going to travel, to Kimmy's point, but he said a lot of it's going to go to charity.
Oh.
That
breaks my heart.
That people are in need are going to get what they...
They ain't got... It all gets filtered down, bro.
They ain't got... It all gets filtered down, bro. What does that mean? Explain it all gets filtered down.
I ain't doing it. I ain't giving you no damn money.
You know, explain?
It goes, you know... You
are you trying to argue trickle-down economics?
Well, you know, it's charities. You know, they got the people at the top that run the charities, and this guy and this guy. And the guy that actually gets it, he gets a chump change.
Oh, so you just go out and hand it straight to the folks that need it.
I see a homeless guy. I go, here, bro.
You
right
handed
there, bro.
A homeless guy money one time 25 years ago.
Oh, St. Thomas?
And you reference that every time we have this discussion.
Yes.
Okay. So here's where this gets really interesting.
What happened?
So this guy hit for 17 mil.
Yeah.
He's taking the lump sum. So after penalties and taxes, you want to guess?
So whack it in half?
Half a whack.
I would say maybe even more. I bet you he gets... 7.
Kimmy, you want to take a guess?
9 million.
5 mil.
Oh, wow, that much.
Penalties and taxes.
Oh, because he's also doing the lump sum.
Man, what a rip.
5 mil. All right. How much would you have to be handed right now, 252-WCMF, to quit your job and never work again? Kimmy?
Yeah.
They say you need $1 million to retire.
Yeah, but I'm young, so I still got a lot of life, potentially.
Maybe. How much money would you have to be handed right now to quit your job and never come back?
I mean, I would quit if $5 million would do it for me.
$5 million?
Yeah.
So his money right now, you'd walk away and never work again?
I think so.
You're in your mid-30s. Is $5 million going to last you?
I don't know. Figure it out.
She don't spend.
Well, I think you would start to spend if somebody put $5 million in your bank account.
She's going to sit on her ass and do gummies all day.
Those are expensive, man. Have you been to a dispensary? How much money for you to quit?
I'd take a mil.
A mil and you'd walk right now?
Yeah. It's $1 million more than I have now.
Yeah, but you also spend money. You're the worst, and I'm bad with spending money.
I'm the worst.
Bro, you have 7 new tracksuits because on a whim you decided you wanted to try tracksuits.
Yeah, that's all I got. And the
hats.
And the $12 pineapple.
And the shoes.
The shoes.
And the coffees.
And the coffees.
The mushroom jerky. The prime rib jerky that you bought that one
that
time.
That stuff was so good.
You think you could survive on $1 million till you die? That would be the only time I cheer for you to go long. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Teddy. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, don't you think this guy hire an attorney before he claim the money?
I'm going to be honest with you, Teddy. Listening to the interview, he doesn't seem like a like a guy who knows an attorney or has an attorney kind of guy.
Well, I think that is the first mistake.
Well, here comes after-the-fact Teddy coming in here.
What's an attorney going to do for you?
Well, he has to find out what's going on. Like, he's having a lot of trouble. Because
I already figured it out. They got your money, and they're not giving it to you yet.
I mean, Teddy, he says in the story they told him up front 2 to 3 weeks. It was after the 3 weeks passed. They're now saying 8 to 10. So
why pay an attorney to find out you're going to get paid the money in 11 weeks?
Now I'm upside down on the attorney.
Yes.
Can't afford him, Teddy.
No, because of this one, he doesn't have choice. He has to hire an attorney, right? And then probably he's going to cost more money.
Okay. Hey, Teddy, you still work or are you retired?
I'm still working.
Okay. How much money would it take right now to get you to never go back to work again?
For my age or Tommy age, probably $2 million.
$2 million. At least he's smart enough to know it's going to take $2 million when he's buying his tracksuit.
Nobody's got $2 million. Got that.
You just make up a number. Oh, that's how this game works, you idiot. You even undershot. You're such a bad businessman. You undershot yourself into the imaginary money game.
Oh, Duffy, did you just find out he's a stupid man? You said he's called out, Tommy?
Teddy, thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Oh, God.
Nothing brightens my day more than Teddy's squeaky laugh.
His little giggle.
I'm also thinking with this, because you know how you could take it in a lump sum or you get it paid over time. I don't know how much you get per year or however they pay it out. You'd have to like agree with your spouse on that.
Taking a lump sum or going year by year? Yeah, I mean, I would argue that I would think most wives would argue for the year by year payment, right?
That's the payout?
It's the safer payment.
Like we had this argument with my dad over, it was the last time the jackpot was like astronomical. And he was like getting upset that we wanted to take the lump sum of money we didn't have.
Okay,
I was like, no, that's stupid. You got to take the payment by payment. And I'm like, the older you are, you would think you'd be arguing the opposite way.
Yes. Well, no, but he's thinking of you there. You understand that, right?
But he himself would also do that.
No, I understand. But I'm saying even him taking that lump sum, he's thinking you because there will be more money left over when he's not here.
I don't know if he's thinking that far ahead or if he's just thinking it's more money overall.
Like, I'd take the annual payment because now
take the lump.
No, you idiot.
Take the lump. Take the tax whack and you're done.
You talking about whacking taxes?
You're going to have to get a tax attorney every year for that kind of bank. Who needs that?
Okay, here's why. One, I know if you hand me all this money at once, I'm going to do something really stupid with it.
Oh, no, I thought you were brilliant with money.
No, I just said I literally said, I'm stupid with money. You're somehow dumber. You take it so you can't spend it all in one lump. That's why you take it the other monthly. Or annually. Second, it ensures that my wife and children, no matter what happens to me, are going to be taken care of.
Oh, don't worry about the future. The future takes care of itself.
Well, look, Connor writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Annuity will set you with yearly payments for 30 years, and you can will it to others.
This is an annuity. This is a compound. This is a period of time. I hate people like it. Was that Connor?
It was Connor. One of our Connors.
What a dick.
252-WCMF. All right, hold on. Before we go back to the phones, Kimmy, you said you would take $5 million right now, you'd walk away.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do some math.
Definitely enjoy that money a little bit.
All right, so Tommy, they say you need $1 million to retire right off.
So nobody can retire.
Okay, so Kimmy, you take a whack off of that for your retirement.
Sure.
All right, $1 million. So for the rest of your life, you would have $40 million. Or excuse me.
40?
$4 million right. For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
If we do a little math,
yeah.
The average American makes between $50,000 and $60,000 a year.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go with 50 to keep the math right. If you just lived a regular life with $4 million, Kimmy, you would have 80 years worth of an average American salary.
All right.
You would have 40 years of a six-figure salary.
Nice. Party.
That sounds very doable.
Yeah.
Right? So 40 years of a six-figure salary, that would put you into your mid-70s. You would also have $1 million left to retire. You're golden. Here's the problem. If we wanted to make that work, your husband would have to keep working.
Why?
Because, I mean, she's making six figures, which is great, and she's got $1 million to retire on, which is awesome, but you can't support,
I mean, he might. He might want to. He really likes his job.
Okay.
I don't know.
Get out of that house, bro.
No, but I'm saying, bro, if you won this money, and part but part of the contingency in winning the money was your spouse has to keep working. Yeah. I don't know how many spouses would be like, yeah, honey, you have all the time off in the world while I keep going and doing my job.
But I'm the one that hit. Let's say I hit.
Yeah.
Like, go to work, honey.
Well, you're going to sacrifice the job that makes less, so.
Oh, yeah. She argues I make less money. Why don't I stay home? You keep going to work.
I like my job.
That's convincing.
I like my job. Because, all right, 252-WCMF, we're talking about this guy, won the New York State Lottery, quick pick, $17 million. Went and did everything right, down to the lottery office. They told him 2 to 3 weeks before he gets his payment. Went out and bought a car for his girlfriend's daughter, who was in desperate need. The lottery office, when the time passed, he called him back, said, oh, it's actually going to be 8 to 10 weeks before he gets your money. Now he's freaking out. Sounds like he may not have the money to cover the car. Tom's on CMF. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
Not bad, brother. How you doing?
Good, brother. What do you got?
Listen, I know somebody firsthand who won $500,000 on a $5 scratch off.
Damn.
And taxes were they did say 8 to 10 weeks when they took it in. That's normal. Anything over a certain amount of money, first of all, anything over a certain amount, it takes 8 to 10 weeks. And the point is, they took $174,500 off of $500,000.
Okay.
So the check was $325,500.
Okay.
And I saw it. I know for a fact it was. And the lottery takes an extra 10% on the it's added into that 174. They take an extra 10% for miscellaneous, such as child support, back taxes, or whatever. And if you don't have any of that, when you file your taxes in the following year, you get that 10% back.
Hey, that'd be a nice return, huh?
But look how they hold hostage, though.
Yeah, but hold
like they take 10%.
Hold on.
Because you may owe us something.
Well, but if you do, then it's a good thing.
No, fun fact, 85% of people that play lottery have back child support.
Well, yeah, that's why you're doing scratchers.
All right, but I mean, Tom, look, I get what you're saying, and it sucks, and the 8 to 10 weeks of the taxes, but your buddy, for a buck, still walked away with $375,000?
Oh, $325,000.
There you go. Yeah.
But here's the other thing. When we took the ticket in, when we took it into Buffalo, they said if you win like a major jackpot, like the lotto that goes through all states.
Yeah, the Mega Millions, Powerball.
Like $1 billion.
You won't see one penny of that for up to a year.
No kidding.
Oh, wow.
Not one penny.
All right, so you take out a $10 million loan and it's like the highest interest rate ever and just start party.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tom, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it, man.
Hey, wait, one more thing.
Yeah.
That dude that only got $5 million back from $17
million? Yeah.
He had to have owed some serious back taxes.
I don't think it was taxes. I think it's the club sum. It was
it's
just
always
club
the
sum.
Taxes.
Yeah, he had to owe something pretty big for them to take $12 million out of a $17 million ticket. That's a bunch of horse.
Whoa! Tom, bye, buddy. I knew I should have trusted my gut on that one. No, he didn't know anything. That's what you get on a lump sum.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break.
Tom knew a lot for a guy who knew a guy.
Well, I mean, it sounds like his buddy let him go to the office.
He saw the check.
I saw the check.
I touched it.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Rochester's a historical place.
Oh, yeah.
And we forget what a big deal as a city we were back before people started moving west and establishing cities that way. I mean, we had both NFL and NBA teams, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
But to go this long, Kimmy, especially with our Rochester-centric elementary school education.
Seriously, where was this story?
And never heard that this world-renowned household name to this day made a stop in our area?
Damn.
And they have actual footage from it?
Yeah. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, May 1907.
Hot 7.
A day that, for the residents of Rochester at the time,
yeah,
was one of the most exciting of their lives.
Who showed up? Young Frank Sinatra.
That is the day. Yeah, baby Frank Sinatra.
Baby Frank Sinatra. He's got to be something big, I'll tell you.
Goo goo gaga. I'm just talking over the music. That's the day that illusionist Harry Houdini.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Houdini.
Came to Rochester.
Yep. God damn. So Harry he performed?
Houdini. Yes, he did. So a story on 10NBC late last week details the massive event.
Yeah.
So it turns out that a nephew of Harry Houdini lives in the town of Greece.
Oh.
That's right. And he'll pave your driveway. Just give him the money. He'll make it disappear. No. So this nephew.
The Houdinis.
Of Houdini.
Yeah.
He's got family pictures of the magician still just lying around the house.
Damn.
So the reason Houdini was in Rochester, he was going to be stripped down to his undies.
He seems like that's how he started every show, kind of naked.
Well, to show he wasn't hiding anything, you know?
Yeah. Except his python in his pants. He was going to be shackled to the arms and legs. And they were going to toss him in the Erie Canal to escape in front of a crowd full of people.
Wow.
And as Kimmy just mentioned, footage of this event still exists at the Eastman Museum.
Like they have film?
Yes, because in 1907, Harry Houdini was so ahead of his time,
mm-hmm.
he had the wherewithal to hire Kodak to document what happened.
Makes sense.
Right?
So George Eastman came down there and was he alive then?
Well,
Eastman would have still been alive, right?
07? Kimmy, well, yeah, because he died in the 20s.
I thought so.
Right?
Yeah, because he was buddies with Edison. So he must have went down there and photographed.
Okay, why are you making up stories? Like, this story on its own.
Take it off, Houdini. Yeah. I want to see it all, so, baby. Shake it.
Died in 1932.
Will you stop sexually harassing Harry Houdini as
Take it off.
So the video. I'm sorry, let me go back a
second. All right.
The story says that Houdini trained with his brother, who, by the way, was an MD. Did you know that? He was a doctor?
Well, that's kind of good considering the line of work he was in.
But he trained with his brother in ice baths for months to make sure that his body could handle the cold water up here in Rochester.
Yeah.
He got ready. And the video shows Houdini leap 100 feet off the no longer existing Waylock Bridge.
Wait, he jumped 100 feet?
Off of the bridge into the water.
Shackled. Into the canal.
You got it. In only his undies. Well, George Eastman catcalled him the whole time. What did that sound like when he was going
Take it off, baby!
Less than 15 seconds after he entered the water, Houdini emerges, his hands and legs free
from the shackle.
That's
insane. Do you imagine seeing that now would blow you away?
Yeah, just surviving that.
No kidding.
But of all the stimulation you've had, if I saw somebody do that, I'd still be shocked.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
And what made this event even more special for Houdini, his mother made the trip all the way up to Rochester to watch him do it.
I heard they threw his mother in the river.
His mother was among the 10,000 people.
Wow, 10,000.
Who came out to the bridge.
Holy crap. Well, I guess, you know, what else was going on?
But think of the population of Rochester.
Oh, tuberculosis.
Yeah. Well, think of the population of that.
That was like
exactly
the
same.
Event.
It is?
It's exactly the same.
You're kidding me.
I thought the same thing because I went back to look. Like, just to give you perspective, same exact population for the city of Rochester.
Man.
Yeah. Did either of you know this story until now?
No.
No.
I had no idea he made a stop in Rochester.
How does this story...
Because you kind of like hear about all these like famous names that have come through town at some point in their careers. I never once remember anybody mentioning Harry Houdini and his Erie Canal. Like, not only was he in town, but it also has to do with the Erie Canal, which we also learned all about. No story about that.
How did they not put that in the song? Harry Houdini in his underpants.
Down in his underwear. But he was probably...
George Eastman won't stop running his mouth.
He can't stop staring at that young man. Take it off, baby.
Then they got that verse with Baby Sinatra. Go, go, diaper baby. Like Houdini. There's his dong. Sorry, you were saying.
No, but you're right. He was probably the biggest global name at the time.
I would take the probably out of there. Who's bigger other than the president of the United States?
At that time,
pre-Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's pre-Jim Thorpe. Like, there's nobody on the planet bigger.
And you say that name, it lives on. You're right.
Exactly. I mean, outside of Franz Ferdinand, and things didn't end well for him.
Yeah.
Phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. What really bothers me about this Houdini story and the fact that we don't know about it
What's
until
that?
10 runs this story back over the weekend, right?
Yeah.
Houdini succeeded in his illusionist trick.
Yeah.
Right? He brought 10,000 people out. He lived. It was amazing. It's on video. Sam Patch dies, and there's like 70 things named after him.
Yes.
Song.
The guy who was bad at his job was commemorated forever. The guy who did it the right way, everyone was like, well, he's leaving town now. That's the end of that. And I think what stands out most in this story is how star-obsessed Rochester, it seems, has been since the beginning of time.
Oh.
10,000 people came out to watch a 15-second show because the biggest entertainer in the world was in town.
Yeah.
Recently, Jimmy Fallon showed up at a bar in Fairport, and everyone ran out.
10,000 people showed up at Fairport.
John Lithgow was filming a movie in Gates. People sprinted out to the Big M to go look at it.
By the way, I don't think anybody's ever seen it. Did it ever actually come out?
That's a good question. I don't know what it was.
I think it was like one of those limited release coffee house things.
Why are you crapping on John Rochester's native son, John Lithgow?
Big it on, Johnny boy. That's it. You got mad meat, baby.
I mean, the guy that played Frasier signed his beer at the grocery store, and it shut down two grocery stores for the day, right? Like, whether it's 1907 or 2025, anytime anybody shows up with a name, we just pour out in droves.
Well, because you don't get a lot of that around here, you know?
Well,
you don't get a lot of celebs.
Yes and no. Yeah. I mean, it's not like we don't have things to do around here.
Yeah.
But we kind of act like we don't.
Okay, but it's a little,
Because, even like when we get major events here, like when the PGA comes to town, there's rumors that Michael Jordan was renting this house and somebody else was, it was all these big names that never showed up. But even just the anticipation of it, we were getting giddy.
It's just funny, but it's never changed. It's never changed. And let's keep in mind, in 1907, I mean, Rochester was a legitimate.
It was a big city.
Yeah, city in America, right? Like the West hadn't really been all that taken care of.
The expansion.
Yeah, exactly. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the story 10NBC did over the weekend. Harry Houdini in 1907 made an appearance here in Rochester for an illusion. He had his hands and ankles shackled.
Yep.
He was put on top of the no longer existing Wheelock Bridge. By the way, Adam writes us. He says that's where Dinosaur Barbecue is now.
Yeah, I was just looking at where it took place.
So he went in the Genesee River.
No, so did the Erie Canal used to go through that
I want to say yes. Let's keep sing a couple of verses of the song. And
Hey, Houdini, what are you doing in the river? It's going to be a canal soon, baby. This is Baby Sinatra.
He went in after training for months, hired Kodak to videotape it.
So this was a major event. This was like a whistle stop.
No, I mean, it sounds like it.
I'm wondering, did he make like multiple stops along the Erie Canal? Like maybe it wasn't as special here because this wasn't the only time he did it, maybe?
It says he trained specifically for this event for months. But then again, I mean, who knows if it's lost to time.
Yeah.
But yeah, he went in 15 seconds, came back up, hands free, and his white diaper. Ladies turn away. He's got to get out of the water.
Nope. Seems like this is the only time he did it.
All right, so you brought up, we were trying to figure out who the biggest name in the world would be. Like, here's one thing that, two things haven't changed.
Right.
One, we love celebrities. Two, for some reason, we're also dicks about celebrities.
Okay.
Because Bill writes us on Instagram, wasn't Charlie Chaplin alive at the same time? Okay, fine. Maybe Charlie Chaplin was.
Well, he was in silent movies. But, yeah, that would have been about.
Well, thank God they were silent. Because did you know that George Eastman was filming all silent movies?
Yeah, was he? Still?
Well, he was really into Charlie Chaplin.
Hey, you little tramp, take your little clothes out there. Yeah, wiggle that little mustache for me there, baby. Yeah, but you can make it sound like Al Jolson, all those guys. You know, they were the first. Yeah,
I know. It's just funny. Like, we love celebrities also. Not that big a celebrity.
I would say Houdini was the biggest.
I would argue. I would agree with you. Not Bill, though. Sucks. Houdini sucks.
Where's Buster Keaton?
I think he had hecklers.
Houdini?
Or was everybody just in like awe of what he was doing?
That's a good question.
I don't think people. Do you think people heckled back then?
Yeah, of course. You got stories of like, you know, Shoeless Joe Jackson going into the crowd and beating children.
Oh, the kids were heckling him.
Yeah, yeah. It was a young George Eastman who was filming the baseball game of Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Hey, Shoeless Joe, why don't you take a little bit of your shoes off? Don't say it all that. Hey, stop that! Oh my God! Ow! You ruined my camera. I'll have to make another one. Maybe that's a good idea.
Okay, this can't be true. I hope this has got to be a joke.
What?
Gary writes us on Instagram. Duffy at WCMF. My grandfather has a black and white picture of George Eastman and Houdini bare knuckle boxing in the Eastman Garden with Lincoln refereeing. Okay, that's a joke. Shut up. Gary, I didn't get to the end. Well, isn't that the question? There's like a still photo of George.
Like a joke.
Yeah, I don't know. And I also assume
Lincoln's refereeing.
I also assume that all men in the late 1800s, early 1900s, bare knuckle box.
Well, yeah, it was a big sport back then. A knuckle sandwich.
You know, it also makes you wonder as you see the story. Were you going to say something, Kimmy? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut
no,
you.
I was just looking at the story that Brett Davidson does from News 10. Looks like it wherever it took place was like right where that skate park is now.
Okay, like, I get
what
you're
standing over the skate park, like on the ramp that's there.
Wait, Houdini is standing over the skate park?
No, Brett Davidson is. And I would assume he's doing it in the spot where the canal used to be.
I'm going to unshackle these shackles and thrash this half pipe. It also makes you wonder what other massive stars came here, did cool things that we're never going to know about. Like, bigger cities make bigger deals about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they put up legit plaques, murals, create businesses that commemorate the legends of music and movie. And I'm talking like New York City and Los Angeles and Atlanta and Chicago. If some local historian were able to pinpoint 15 spots where major American historical figures, whether it's entertainment, whether it's politics, did something in our town, you could make money on that tour.
Well, didn't we have one for Lincoln over here?
It's right over here.
Which is on that railroad track.
It was a whistle stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like I'm saying, like there have to be more stories like this. How do we not know them? And why are we not taking advantage of it?
Well, because so long ago, if you didn't document it with a photo or something, people just forgot.
There's video of this. There's photos of this.
Well, this is a good one. But like Lincoln.
Like very clear video, really, for the time of his whole stunt. And it is amazing that isn't something I've seen before.
Well, they wanted to film Lincoln coming to Rochester.
Yeah, yeah.
And Eastman had the camera ready to go, but the Secret Service, they wouldn't let him go.
Hey, take your hands off my camera. Just going to take a picture of your tall boy over there. Hey, take your hat off, baby.
Is that how you punch?
No, it's
he's
a camera.
Rolling the camera.
Oh, I thought he was punching.
No, this is a
I
camera.
I thought you were doing bare knuckle boxing.
You had to run a reel.
That is clearly,
you're right.
That is clearly George Eastman operating a camera while sexually harassing the President of the United States on a whistle stop tour while filming it. I mean, Adam is also writing us, Lincoln's funeral train came through Rochester. Well, they came through like every town, didn't it?
I don't know. Did it?
Well, it got really awkward.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, because you wanted to document it was American history.
Well, yeah.
In a somber tone, George Eastman filming the funeral car of Abraham Lincoln while sexually harassing it.
Well, I'm saying that right now. Here comes the train. As I saw him over there, everybody's saluting. Hey, Lincoln! Hey, why'd you take it? Open up that casket, baby. Let's see what you got going on there, Stiffy. Yeah, baby, that's my rocking corpse.
I said somber tone, you idiot.
Well, I started out somber, and I got excited.
I think my new favorite impression on this show, and we're going to try and shoehorn it in as much as we can, so prepare yourself, is George Eastman filming while sexually harassing people. Meanwhile, Dan Mason just smiling over Kimmy's shoulder the entire time.
He's really enjoying the show.
Let's take a break.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's a major scientific breakthrough.
Really?
Folks working on this say this would be better and protect your teeth better than any toothpaste we've ever had in history.
Okay.
And despite that, based on what it's made out of, Kimmy wants no part of it.
Oh, he's too gross?
Well, I don't get it, though, because people get this in their mouths all the time.
But it's mine,
Wait, what do they get in their mouth all the time?
And it's not on purpose.
Well, what is it?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So for those who don't know, fluoride in toothpaste exists to strengthen tooth enamel.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only reason it's in there, right? Makes you more resistant to plaques and acids, which we all have on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But it turns out scientists have found something they say will work better than fluoride to protect your teeth in toothpaste.
Fantastic.
Yes. It is called keratin. Are you familiar with keratin?
No.
You've heard the name before. In fact, probably in commercials that were trying to sell you shampoos.
Okay.
Because keratin is a protein found in human hair, skin, nails, and the wools of sheep.
So it's skin, basically?
Hair. This toothpaste that they are developing
is made out of hair.
Will be made out of human hair.
Well, what is it? What does it look like when it comes out of the tube?
It looks like regular toothpaste.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so you wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's more the mental thing, I think, for me.
So
obviously, you're not going to have strands of hair coming out of it, or at least I don't think so.
Ideally. Yeah. So this study that was published last week, it says Kieran and findings are being hailed as an advancement in regenerative dentistry, right? Trying to fix things that are going on in your mouth.
Oh, all right.
And they think this could be what it is. In fact, they're predicting that human hair toothpaste could be on shelves within the next 2 years.
But it'd save your teeth.
That's what they're saying here.
It'd be worth
it. It's a theory here. So I agree with you.
Teeth are key, man.
Put that on a T-shirt.
No, but it makes your face. You can have a nice face, but you've got busted-ass teeth, crooked-ass teeth, rotted teeth. It ruins your look.
The teeth make your face, Kimmy.
It makes you look busted and poor.
Kimmy, what's your problem here?
Women really got to take care of their teeth.
Okay. I don't know if I can get past the fact that it was made with human hair.
See, that doesn't bother me.
I'm with you.
I mean, I thought it was going to be like, some gross part of our body.
Oh, no, it's pubic hair. That's what they're making it out of.
Even that's not, as long as it ain't like, you know, oh anus God. Skin.
It's your mom's pubic hair.
Did you say anus skin?
Yeah, or something gross.
Like pubic hair?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
That I would brush my mouth with my mother's pubic.
Let me ask you a question. You care about your teeth deeply, right? And they do a study, probably because of all the other specimens that were down there. They find that your mother's pubic hair will make your teeth the strongest humanly possible.
Yeah.
Keep them shiny white. Would you knowingly brush your teeth with a toothpaste made out of your mother's pubic hair?
Do I have to harvest the pubes?
No. They'll harvest the pubes.
They will shave my mother.
But there is a picture of your mother and her pubic area on the tube every time.
So it's got my mother's crotch.
Yeah, yeah.
Her splayed vagina.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait.
Oh, and here's the thing. It actually comes at the end. It comes out of the hole. But you got to be careful because the hole's so big, it all comes flying out at once.
So you're asking me?
Yes.
That I have to brush my teeth.
Uh huh.
With my mother's vagina hair in my mouth. Yeah, I would do that.
You would do that.
Yeah, if it saves my mouth. Mike, I would do anything to save my teeth.
Okay.
Even my own mother's pubic hair.
Kimmy, I mean, your hair is in your mouth all the time. Women's hair just finds your way.
But again, like, it's not intentional if it gets into your mouth. It's not like I'm purposely, like, chewing on my hair.
Okay. I mean, I would assume.
If I go to the dentist and they're like, hey, the only way we can save your teeth is if you start using this toothpaste, then yes, I guess you gotta try it. But if I have the option of not doing that, I'm not doing that.
What if the dentist said the only way to save your teeth was to use the new Tommy's Mom's Pubes toothpaste?
The only way to save your teeth. I think I might let my teeth go.
Well, my mother's vagina isn't good enough for you?
I want no part of any mule at any time.
You think my mother's vagina is gross?
Yeah, you came out of it.
Ooh. Ooh.
We've seen its effects.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. After this scientific discovery, the keratin, something that is in all of our hair, may be more effective than fluoride in protecting our teeth. Yeah. Scientists say that toothpaste made out of human hair could be on shelves within the next 2 years. Here's what's weird about this.
Mm.
It says, Kimmy, it's also in sheep's wool.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just use that? It seems less
creepy.
Yeah,
I don't know why they specifically.
Maybe the human hair is better.
I didn't see that anywhere in here. I don't know.
And are people like donating their hair to this?
That's
like,
another,
how are they getting the human hair?
That's another good
also
question.
Also my question.
I mean, wig companies rely on human hair.
Yeah.
So it's not like
that. But your hair's going to the wig companies. So where what percentage of the hair goes to the toothpaste company?
Yeah, you know, it does create a situation where you could be taking advantage of people that may not have the ability to say no.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we could be 10 years away from a big campaign of where's the hair coming from?
Yeah.
And then we're getting like these horrible pictures of people in like some countries that are being shaved for our toothpaste.
But if we're paying for their hair.
No, again, I mean... Did you pay yourself?
No, you go down and you shave their head, but you pay them for the hair.
5 cents for all your hair.
Well, that's pretty good going right now.
Are you sure? You don't know what hair prices are going for.
Well, you know, with the tariffs and stuff, it'll pay down a deficit.
What are you talking about?
How do you know, we get the money coming in.
You know, it's weird. If we were to do a toothpaste made out of Tommy's mom's pubic hair.
Yeah.
We had already have a commercial ready to go.
Oh.
Yeah, but how would they? Well, I mean, who would film that commercial?
No, was it in the 1930s?
Yeah.
When George Eastman was filming them making toothpaste out of your mother's pubic hair while catcalling her the whole time?
Hey, come on, idiot. Oh, yeah, spread your legs. Listen, shave that pubic hair. Yeah, let me tell you something. The old shave kit is going to be really popular coming in 1980. I'll tell you that right now.
Would you, Kimmy, would you use a toothpaste made out of your own hair?
Okay, maybe that would gross me out a little less, but I still don't want to do
it. Well, you'd have to wash it first.
Because I always thought, they always tell you, like, your hair is, like, the dirtiest, one of the dirtiest parts of your body, right?
Did they say that?
But well, your head, well, the hair of your head?
Yeah, because your hair is exposed to so much.
Oh, I thought it was clean because of the oils in your skin.
I always thought, because that's why,
I would think your butt balls, that's the nasty area.
I would think your butt balls is the nasty area, says professional broadcaster.
Right? Your crotch. Your rotten ass crash.
Yeah, I mean, the hair gets dirty due to buildup of natural oils, dead skin cells, sweat, dirt, and environment, and pollutants.
I mean, that's pretty nasty, bro.
Yeah, no one's offering ass
it's
toothpaste.
Exposed to all the elements.
There's no study done that says if you stick your toothpaste down there.
No, but it just says nasty.
No, I got it. There is no argument about using that to make a toothpaste. There is scientific evidence that shows hair might. Why am I arguing with you? Why am I arguing with you? Let's take a break.
All right.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.